The latest issue's Etc. journal contains a confession. It's about my problem with the commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You can read it by subscribing to the issue's Etc. journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The latest journal also details Pastor Will Wheaton's journey on the Wittenberg Trail. Subscribe to the online Issues Etc. journal today, issuesetc.org.
We certainly hope that the new president will treat the Coptic Christians in Egypt as equal citizens.
It is a joy for me to bring you the Holy Father's appreciation for your response to the call of the Bishop of the United States in this fortnight for freedom.
We're here as Catholic citizens to say that the bishops don't speak for us politically.
And I know dispensations don't want to see this happen, but the practical consequences, everybody's watching the signs of the times and just kind of missing that the central character in all of Scripture is Jesus Christ, his person and work.
Seminarians on Vicarage in Indiana love Issues Etc.
Well, I noticed a confusion yesterday. I was watching the coverage, such as it was, of the Supreme Court's announcement of its decision with regard to the Affordable Care Act, and a lot of text was flying up on the screen. People were talking over and over again about the mandate, the mandate, the mandate had been upheld. And of course, the confusion there stems from the word. It's being used in two different ways. Those of us who are deeply concerned about religious freedom, we're concerned about the HHS mandate, a mandate that had to do with contraception, funding contraception, and it's connected to the Affordable Care Act. What the media was covering was the mandate, the individual mandate, making everyone pay one way or the other for health care. So when people heard the mandate has been upheld, that doesn't mean that the HHS mandate has been upheld. In fact, the opposition continues. A reason to go deeper here on Issues Etc., which we'll do here in a few minutes with Eric Rosbach of the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty and Carol Tobias of National Right to Life. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're coming to you from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Before we get to Eric Rosbach and Carol Tobias, a little Issues Etc. comment line. Your comments, and then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in the last half hour of the program. We have four soundbites. We'll play them for you. All you need to do is listen and then pick which one you think should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Sending us an email with your vote, remember to include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote now or then at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can listen to the soundbites at our website, issuesetc.org, or wait about a half hour, and we'll play them for you, and you can vote and pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We leave a comment line open for our listeners all the time here at Issues Etc. because we know so many of our listeners listen on demand. We do love our on-demand listeners, and we give them a way to ask a question, make a comment, criticize, or just make a show suggestion if they have one. It's been invaluable to us. The number is 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. We call it the Issues Etc. comment line. Last week, during our inane banter, as we like to refer to it here on Fridays, we were talking about beer snobs, and we could not come up with the name, the kind of beer that Jeff had so enjoyed when he went to one of these snobby, snooty beer places, and it was recommended to him by the bartender, I guess, and he drank it, and he enjoyed it, but we couldn't remember the name of this highly prized beer. Well, here's a listener with a specific answer to our obvious ignorance.
Pastor Wilkin, this is one of your on-demand listeners from Belgium. The beer that you were referring to is called Westfleteren, and it is brewed by the abbeys, the monks of the Abbey of St. Sixtus in Westfleteren, Flanders, which is in West Flanders, and it is definitely worth the effort to try if you ever can get a chance to. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for clearing that up, and thanks for listening in Belgium. It's always nice to hear from our overseas listeners. So it is, I think the term that one of our listeners gave is Trappist beer. It's made by Trappist monks. I don't think I've ever had it. If I do, I don't remember, but as I often say, smartest listeners in radio, so attentive to our needs, filling in the gaps where we obviously fall short. Up next, a comment about assisted suicide in Canada.
Hi, this is Josh calling from Saskatchewan, Canada, and I'm just calling to comment on something I listened to today that was recorded on June 25th, a lawsuit against an assisted suicide group with Rita Marker, and I just wanted to comment on how close that's hitting to home is now. Supreme Court of British Columbia struck down the law that made physician-assisted suicide illegal in Canada. And so now the government has 1 year to make a law regulating it. And if they don't make a law within 1 year, then it's no holds barred. It's just like abortion in Canada. So it's really hitting close to home, and it's scary. But I trust that God will lead us through it, and Lord have mercy on us in these last days.
Many people look at the situation in Canada and in Northern Europe, and they say, this is where we're headed. We're walking slower in the United States than other nations are, but we're headed in that direction. Not to no-holds-barred assisted suicide, as it appears will be the future in Canada, but perhaps to... We Americans like to do things in a quote-unquote respectable way. We just don't jump into something like that, but we do jump in sooner or later, unfortunately. And you see how it's done. It's done by striking down laws that already exist. And of course, that means the battle for the lives of people who may be desperate, but not at the end of their lives, may end up, unfortunately, taking place in the courts. And so we continue to pray for our Canadian brothers up there, because there's so many ways that our two countries are divided, not just by a common border, but obviously by their more advanced, they would say more enlightened view of how to deal with those who desire suicide. I would pray that we never get that enlightened.
Hi, this is David from Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm calling because, you know, I just want to say thank you for the program today on Cyril of Alexandria. I always appreciate Dr. Weinrich's clarity in his scholarship and how he communicates that. Second of all, I think the thing that we recognize in the difference between Cyril of Alexandria's Christology and or how he developed it and unfolded Christology there and that of Nestorius is the difference between proclamation and speculation. The difference is that in proclaiming the word of God, Christ in two natures, one person in the Holy Trinity, we simply receive and expound, apply what Scripture says, as opposed to speculation, which Nestorius and other heretics did, and that is trying to explain away what Scripture says by departing from Scripture's words, departing from how Holy Scripture discusses things like the two natures of Christ. And the Formula of Concord, Article 8, and Solid Declaration as well as the Epitome, shows us, teaches us how we, you know, through Scripture, through the Augsburg Confession, testify to the work of Christ for our salvation and his continuing sustenance of our faith through one sacrament. Thank you.
There's so much I like about that comment. First of all, to the particulars of the Cyril of Alexandria conversation, yes, indeed, what Cyril was doing so long ago was simply expounding what God's Word says. And if you do that, often the Word of God is sufficient to explain itself. Sometimes it needs some further explanation, but no speculation is ever necessary. Theologians, that is, those who wish to speak God's Word after him, should never speculate. There's, first of all, there's no need to. God has told us what we need to say and need to know. And second of all, speculation more often than not just leads us astray. So I love the distinction between proclamation and speculation. I think it's fair to say that all good theology is proclamation. It proclaims what God's word says. Now, there are people who say, well, theology has no practical use. It's just a bunch of ideas. They think it's all speculation, but it isn't. Someone who poo-poos doctrine, who poo-poos theology, sound theology drawn from the word of God, they're doing it because they think it's just someone's opinion. They think it's just another guy's take, interpretation. And sad to say, I've heard fellow Lutheran pastors speak of theology that way. Ah, it's just tentative opinions that we hold today. How do we know we're right? Well, I think Cyril of Alexandria probably was pretty sure when combating the errors of Nestorius that he was right and Nestorius was wrong. Why? Because Nestorius had no Bible to back up his speculations. So theology, rightly done, isn't speculation, isn't opinion, isn't could it be this or could it be that? No. I think our listener there is quite right. Theology properly done is simply speaking God's word after him. And where it speaks, we speak, and where it stops speaking, we remain silent. Now here's a tweet that we just received from Pastor Anthony Voltatorni. On the birth, I actually saw the baby on a little video that they put up earlier today. The older kids are holding the baby, I think. On the birth of his... is this his first son? Is that correct? Earlier this week, Martin Dresden Voltatorni at 9 pounds and 20... Is that 20 ounces or 20 inches? Is that what you're meaning to say there? 20 inches long? I don't know how big a baby's supposed to be. It's been a long time since I've seen them in their miniature version. He sent a picture and he writes, "Start 'em young," in his tweet, "listening to Issues, etc. for the very first time." Little Martin Dresden Voltatorni. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about the HHS mandate, the Supreme Court's decision. Eric Rosbach of the Beckett Fund will be our guest.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.